we embraced everything that was here. Mm-hmm. Plus, we kept our culture alive.
It was just like, it was the natural thing to do. I mean, what Latvia, or the capital of Latvia, Riga, my mom said they used to call the little Paris of Europe. They were fairly international in that sense. Like when she went to school, you could go take a high school education that was government funded in Latvian, German, or anyway, you could. I mean, we spoke Latvian at home, and all of my three kids speak Latvian. My mom thought, we never had Valentine's Day, my mom thought it was fabulous. You know, we had something similar actually, though. It was St. Martin's Day, and it was a was the first day in November, I think. And there was always a big do, and it was dressed up in like a big celebration that, you know, whether it was through Latvian school or whatever. And I'm not sure exactly what the tradition of that was, but it was it was like Halloween, a masquerade, yeah. And I know that like my mom would get me Latvian jewelry, and she'd say, you have to get it while there are still people who are doing it, you know, because it won't be forever. Lots of folk dancing. Yeah, that's where we always had that. Like in the Latvian schools, it was the folk dancing, and there was Latvian camp. That first generation that was here, like, they really held together.